If anybody black ever says they're 5 minutes away, they're lying.
Pretty much.
That silver look real nice around that brown neck. I ain't gonna hold you.
Ghetto means a lot of things from an ethnic standpoint. You feel
exactly. Speaking of thigh meat, it is thigh meat season. Everybody assumes I'm white when I apply for jobs. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. Then they get to meet me. Then I realize non-threatening black. It sucks because sometimes when things like that happen when we're black, no matter where we are, shit like that can happen. And we cannot respond the way that we want to because they win.
Yeah.
Because now I'm going to be arrested because I slapped the shit out of you. Yeah. Now my future's ruined. What's the blackest name you've ever heard? And I was like, I mean, I like the stab thing. What up, P, silly listeners? Welcome to the podcast that takes this silliness seriously, the Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boo-thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random-ass topic that we discuss. So today, ladies and gentlemen and theys, we have a special guest. A guest who is not only weird, but super lame. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all you morphin enthusiasts out there, buckle up for a turbocharged episode. Today, we have a guest who doesn't just love the Power Rangers. They practically live in Angel Grove. When they're not busy saving the world from evil space aliens, they're probably perfecting their Megazord impression or debating the finer points of Zordon's wisdom. He does this in his head, by himself, in his room, sometimes in the dark. If you hear the phrase, it's morphin' time, and immediately think of our guest, you're not alone. He's the only person we know who has a color-coded calendar based on his favorite Rangers. And rumor has it, he's been petitioning for a new Ranger color, orange. Please, welcome the Power Ranger aficionado extraordinaire. Please put your ears together and welcome the only Super Sentai super fan in this room, DJ Hey Cousin. Hey, man. Unwelcome to the show, man. It's almost good to have you here.
Almost. Yeah, almost. Just a little bit. Just a wee tiny morsel of a bit. You know, I'll take that somewhat, you know... Just wee bit of an intro. I'll take that.
Yeah, it was just, you know, just a nice little welcome. Just a little welcome back to the show. Mm-hmm.
You
know,
thank you.
Always blessed to have you here. I meant every fucking word I said.
Yes, I know you do. I know you find it repulsively lame, my love of
no,
that
I'm
fandom.
No, I'm just joking with you. Actually, I can't hate it too much because, well, I don't really know. I do love the Ninja Turtles. I just don't know if I love them as much as you do. I'm trying to think of something that I love as much as you do the Power Rangers.
Yeah, I know a homie who loves TMNT. Like, has watched every show.
That person's cool. That person's super cool.
They know the lore.
Now, I'm not being sarcastic.
You know, like, they...
Do
like,
I know this person? Is it Raph?
No, it's his brother, actually.
That's hilarious, because his name is Raph. So it's like...
Exactly, yeah.
It's very confusing.
Oh, yeah,
very
it can confusing. Be. It can be, trust me. Many discussions about that.
So many things to discuss today. So today we're going to talk about a lot of fun things, actually. I decided that we're going to bring back something really fun, okay? We have an exciting, exciting game of something. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but just know an exciting game is afoot.
Is afoot?
It's afoot.
I hope it's also an ankle because I'm ready.
You might need a knee as well.
Oh, man. Oh, let's not go up to the thigh.
Ooh, thigh meat.
Okay. Ooh, I'm thigh
Speaking
ready.
Of thigh meat, it is thigh meat season.
It is still. It's still thigh meat season.
Thigh meat season.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Fellas, I understand that y'all like working out your chest and your arms and shit. Please do not neglect those legs.
Please do not. Do not, fellas.
Give your thigh meat some love. It's a hoochie daddy short season.
There's nothing worse. There is nothing worse than a... heavy bottom, little top kind of individual.
I apologize to almost every man that I know. So today we also got some Google voicemails. We're going to talk about that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And there was a body that was found on a beach.
Oh.
In an area that I didn't realize I had listeners in.
Oh, man. Okay.
It's a lot going on. That and more. That and so much more, man.
So much more. So much more.
You already know.
I'm ready. To the thigh.
Subscribe, rate, and review. And if you want to show your support for this podcast, that's the easiest way to do that. Okay. Oh, and by the way, when you're listening on Spotify, you can now leave your comments directly under the episodes that you're listening to. Mm-hmm. Very similar to your social medias.
Yeah, please indulge.
Yes. By the way, shout out to Demaje, the first to do so. Hey, boo. I synced you. I responded in case you ain't synced it yet. It's right there.
What's going on? We see you out here.
It's been published, boo. So I learned something really cool recently that I want to share with you guys before we get on here. I learned that, actually, let me ask you this before I even tell you it. Because maybe you know. Do you know, DJ Hey Cousin, who the first black man to own a private jet was?
Not offhand. I have stumbled across that before, but at this moment, I could not access that. So
okay, that's fair. How about this? Can you guess the decade? Was it the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s? What do you think? That should be a little easier to guess.
You know, and yes, I will guess that. I will indulge in this. 60s.
Good.
60s.
That's a very good guess.
My heart says 70s, but I'm going to say 60s.
It's funny that you say that because I actually never even thought about even to consider this question to know the answer. So I completely understand why you wouldn't know who it is offhand, but it is James Brown, who was the first black American to own a private jet. Nice. The godfather of soul. Nice. Purchased a Learjet 23 in 1966.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tail end. So, I mean, she had it all in the 70s. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
So, like, all right, bet. All right, cool.
You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace. Godfather of soul.
Godfather of soul. I love it. I love
Speaking of very talented black people, I want to give a shout out to my girl, Lauren Shrugs. I said her name correctly. I would say it wrong. I practiced it like a million times before recording this. That's why I'm really like
Is that
this.
What she was doing in the mirror?
Shut up. She made history. Lauren Shrugs made history by becoming the first black American woman to win an individual medal in fencing. You go, girl.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
That silver looked real nice around that brown neck. I ain't going to hold you.
Mm-hmm. Fencing is always something I've wanted to do. Go to a class or something
it's
like
so
that.
So much fun. I did it once at Renaissance Festival. They have that available there. I think I was like 9, 10 maybe. So my dad took me and I tried the fencing, and I don't know if the instructor was just kissing my ass, but I was really good. And he was like, you know, you're a natural.
Hey.
And I was like, I mean, I like to stab things.
You know what I'm saying? There is a timeline where you indulged fully in fencing. Like, you got into fencing.
That is so cool to think about.
Yeah.
Like, that's fire.
Instead
you
of basketball.
I was a cop, too, at one point?
Because
I'm super into, like, true crime and solving shit.
Oh, no, yes. There's definitely a timeline
accusing
where,
people of things.
Right? Where you doubled down on your forensic love, and you joined the force. You went at it.
Yeah. What century do you think I was a cop in? Hmm. Was I a dirty cop? I hope I was a good cop.
No, you were decent.
I was decent, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, cool. Sweet Detective Jones.
Exactly.
Give me your money.
What? Yeah, oh. What? Hold on.
What? Shout out to you, Lauren. Actually, you know what? Shout out to everybody from the 2024 Olympics. That was fire. I don't know why Paris hated us so much. I mean, like, everybody in general.
Oh, well, I mean, because some of those stereotypes are true about Americans.
Oh, I just meant the Olympics. I mean, yes, Paris.
Oh, about the Olympics. I mean, bro, there's...
Like, all the reasons with the... It just...
Bro, we can go down a long list of stuff that's going on both...
And go!
The lake is full of piss and shit that they protested a week in advance before. The housing for all the athletes was pretty much terrible. It had no AC, and some people had to bring their own AC.
Uh-huh.
There were people who committed like actual crimes beforehand that still got to play, and they treated them actually special. Such as
and somebody got locked out. Who was that?
And I don't.
Shakari Richardson, and I forget the other woman's name, but they got locked out.
Yeah. There was an actual pedophile that was playing, and the individual got special treatment.
They took Jordan's child's fucking medal. So yeah, there's a few things.
Yeah, people were getting robbed outside of the area.
I mean, in their defense, people get robbed everywhere, especially Paris.
People were stealing bikes that were meant to be for everyone.
I mean, Los Angeles, it's not that bad. But everything else besides those last two, hell yeah.
Yeah.
How long was that? The way,
did you time it?
No, I didn't time it.
Oh, shit. What was
I don't know. Like, I gave you, like, a stopping point. I was like, yeah, so. And then you just kept going. That's on you.
I didn't hear that. I just, I went
for the gusto. You got to
read the room, bro. I went for the gold. I went for the gold.
You got the gold on that. Most random thing said quickly. Good job. Gold medal for DJ Hey Cousin.
I want to thank Crystals, and I want to thank Krispy Kremes. And
all the K's.
One
more. Make it KKK. Go ahead.
I want to thank... I was going to do it till you said that. I was going to do it.
It's not February. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Feel safe here. It's not safe. It's not safe. It's not safe.
Kroger.
Oh, you little bitch. Yeah. You know I hate Kroger.
I know.
You know I got... There's lore behind that, bro. There's lore. Oh, shit, bro. Speaking of lore, what the fuck was Australia thinking with that breakdancer?
I don't know, bro.
Was her name Rachel McAdams? What was her name?
I purposely tried to forget that name because I was very disappointed in this, the overall perception that gave to breakdancing.
I made an entire fucking segment about how much I wanted breakdancing to be in the Olympics.
Yeah.
I created an entire AI speech about it of inspiration. I told stories. I shared photos. You know what I'm saying?
I wanted to windmill off of that speech.
You know what I'm saying? All I know is I think she's the reason why breaking is not coming back next time. Because it was supposed to be short term in general, but that was like the tryout for it.
Yeah,
and this
Like, I mean, there were some good ones. There were some amazing breakers.
I mean, yes.
If you go and watch it, I can't remember any names offhand, but go and watch it. Like, there were definitely more pros and cons, but those cons were so.
I will tell you this. I feel like USA should have came in at least motherfucking third, but you know. Also, Lithuania? The fuck? Like, who
knew? I didn't know Lithuania was getting down like that.
Who knew?
I had no idea.
I think it was Lithuania, China, and I forget the other one, but that is some crazy shit right
there.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, I'm not surprised about China. N***s are efficient, all right?
Well, that's facts.
They're getting up at 3 a.m.
I expected Japan, though. I ain't gonna hold you.
I did. You know what I'm saying? But I guess that was...
Because their hip-hop culture is pretty fierce.
Yeah. They're steeped. They're steeped. You know what I'm saying?
Whether they want to admit it or not, there is a lot of black culture that they use in theirs.
They're influenced by us to a great
degree. In their modern culture, I should say.
Go back and look at fashion magazines and advertisements
from
the 80s
I will not
and
prove
90s
you right.
in Japan, in Tokyo. It looks like 2000 stuff. It looks like 2012 stuff. Like, it's like they have this weird timeless look to them and certain eras.
Question. Tokyo, or maybe there's another part of Japan, but like bucket list place to visit. Am I right?
Oh no, yeah, most definitely.
Because like when I look at the YouTube videos and shit, they make it look like that nighttime looks like a fucking video game.
Bro, it really seems like every other place in the world looks futuristic except here.
I know.
Shanghai,
Not
Tokyo,
to mention, and all these other places that you just named, and more, especially in the EU and in the UK and et cetera, bro. Their streets are clean. Their homeless is taken care of.
Yep.
Their medical shit is fire. Mm-hmm. They give maternal leave for parents. You don't have to work 7 days a week.
You
get holidays. Americans, that's vacations. Lots of holiday time. Like, but they're still racist as fuck, though. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yep, see, that's the cons be conning, bro. The cons be conning. I know someone's out there, but do they fuck with...
No. It's funny because no matter where we go, we still got to deal with some shit. Like recently on The Big Show, Mo was explaining an experience that he had when he was in San Diego this past weekend with the cast. They went to this morning show radio boot camp sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And Bert decided to, because Bert's from San Diego originally.
Yeah.
So he decided to take him around and show him, his home area and all that stuff. And it was a good time. They went to this one bar, and Mo and Cassie were like having a drink or something by like a trash can or whatever. Like they were about to leave because San Diego rules are the law there is you can't. It's not open carry out there, especially on the beach. So they were talking about to throw the drinks away. And the security guard you know, just came up to him and just started like hassling Mo.
Oh,
you know, about it. And Mo is, first of all, Mo is like 6'3", big dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's tall guy.
He looks like he can handle himself. You know what I'm saying? It's going to take a minute to bring him down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. So this dude is like being extra with Mo and all this. This is crazy. And so he was also sharing the story that after the dude was like, hey, my man, you can't have your drink out here, bro. Like, you can't do that. He was being really super aggressive with it. Mo's like, why are other people standing here doing exactly what I'm doing? You know what I'm saying? And Cassie got to see that. And then the dude came back and started harassing Mo again. Then Mo threw the drink away in the trash can and said, what you got to say now, bro? Like, what is it now? What else have I done? You know, mm-hmm. it's just like, and so we were talking about how it's like, it sucks because sometimes when things like that happen, when we're black, no matter where we are, shit like that can happen. And we cannot respond the way that we want to because they win.
Yeah.
Because now I'm going to be arrested because I slapped the shit out of you. Yeah. Now my future's ruined.
If you kept
egging them on, it was crazy.
If you can only fathom non-melanated people, the many times in which we wanted to crash out over in a situation or in a situation and we took the higher path or just maybe not as low, you know, just slightly higher, all the things that they say about us would be true, you know, as far as all of those negative things about whatever. So trust, hold, and believe. And I'm sure other ethnicities understand this sort of dynamic too, as far as choosing the better path in those moments, in those really fucked up moments. But it's a choice you have to make. I won't say every day, but every time those moments occur, which is really more often than you realize for the folks that it happens to, if you really think about it.
Yeah.
You know. So, you know, and to everybody, thank y'all. You know, because that. Choosing it's those little moments that you're choosing the better moment, the better path, that what makes the world better as a whole. It's a really small moment, and it may feel insignificant or even bad that you feel like you may have lost in that moment or whatever. But trust, hold, and believe. It's moments like that, you taking the higher road, that's what makes the world a better place, because it gives people a better perception of not just you, but the people who look like you. And it's fucked up as well, but that trickle effect does take place. It does. It does.
I think so.
Every time you're outside, you do represent your people, whoever your people
are. Yo, everybody, you say that louder for the folks in the back, because there's some back there that just need to hear that for real. I ain't going to hold you. So we're going to be doing something new pretty soon on this podcast. So what I want to do is I want to pick like one or two of the segments that we do on this podcast. I want to post those separately. I'm doing this because I want, for those who haven't heard the Professionally Silly podcast before, they may want to get like a little taste of what we're talking about. So I thought it'd be interesting to post a couple of segments from each episode and put them separately on the show. So this is my little test here to see if this is a good way to earn new listeners. That's my number one goal. So those of you who are leaving me comments and sharing videos and leaving reviews, I really appreciate you. You're doing your thing. So now it's up to me as well to think outside the box. So let's give this a shot and see how it works. What's the blackest name you've ever heard?
I mean, that's
next up on the Professionally Silly podcast.
That's what kind of conundrum?
That was a hell of a pivot, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So I was on Instagram the other day, per the huge, and I came across, obviously, at the Shade Room page, the Instagram page, the Shade Room, and they asked everyone, "What's the blackest name you ever heard?" These answers are insane. So let's all go ahead and roll our ankles together, get into the comment section real quick. So the first one is coming from @NowThatsMajor. And they said, and this is interesting because I've heard this one before. And so I'll be kind of surprised if you haven't heard this one yet. But think of this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
La-dash-uh. literally L-A, an actual dash, mm-hmm. and then A, LaDasha.
I was about to say LaDasha. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's pretty ridiculous.
See, here's the thing. Are we synonymizing black with ghetto in this particular...
That was something else I was about to say, because it seems, I think so. Because the quote was, what's the blackest name you ever heard?
See.
And everybody started putting ghetto in there.
We can continue with this, which is fine. But I do want to make a little sidebar about how that's not cool. Like that, you know,
I applaud you for, because I was literally going to see, I was like, I wonder if he's going to bring this shit up. Because anyone listening who's black right now is like, wait a damn minute now.
Yeah.
Because my name is April.
My name is Wesley.
Yeah, no facts.
Amber, you know, and so, I mean, so.
Oh, yeah, why not just use my name? Amber's not white enough. April.
And I don't consider a lot of names necessarily black or white or whatever ethnicity, unless like we start exaggerating, like, and normally exaggerating means to sort of lean towards those stereotypes that we've heard about throughout our life,
yeah,
through pop culture and quote unquote mainstream indoctrination and whatnot. So again, this is hilarious that we can follow through, but it's just, there are other ghetto, like, ghetto means a lot of things from an ethnic standpoint. You feel
exactly.
me? Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, but with that being said, I was going to go with Kool-Aid.
Why would you say that?
Because we love Kool-Aid.
Okay, no, I get why you would say it, but hold that word and name.
Okay.
Hold that word and name. That's hilarious, you black you genius. Okay, so at its Raven said, anything, this is a quote, anything with an apostrophe.
Yes.
Then that's, yes, a black name.
Moesha.
Moutada. Eatada. Yes. All right. At Solo 791 said, and this is a quote, I went into a car dealership looking for it. Now, first of all, I don't know how to pronounce this. So here, this is hilarious. I am going to actually see how my computer decides to pronounce shit. This. And I'm going to repeat exactly what I hear, because you can't hear it because I got my headphones in. But, all right. Oh. Ooh.
I heard it over here.
She said Takati. That's what she said.
Takati?
No, but it's spelled T-A-K-E, like take, mm-hmm. and then another E, T-H-E-A. So I think it's like take-a-thea, I think.
Take-tia? Take-tia?
Take-thea? I don't
take-tia?
Know.
Take-tia?
Damn. This is great. Take-a-tia.
It's got to make it a song.
Take Thea. I don't know. So she says, I went to the car dealership looking for Take Thea, which is insane. I seen this black woman and I went straight to her and said, how you doing, Take Thea? And told her my name. She looked at me and said, my name is Tracy. And then busted out laughing and pointed at a white woman that said, that's Take Thea. I said, I know you fucking lying.
Yo.
I ain't gonna hold you, bro. I did that one time when I was in high school and I was playing soccer. Like, I was on a soccer team in my senior year. And, like, there was this girl who played on a different team and her name was Natasha. Mm-hmm. And I ain't never met a white woman named Natasha. So I didn't know that was her name.
Yeah.
So they said, hey, we need you to go guard Natasha. So I ran to the first black bitch I saw. You know what I'm saying? Like, Amber, no, you're fucking playing mid. Oh, shit. Oh, well, who the fuck is Natasha? Yeah.
where am I going? Where?
Yeah, no, fact. So I guess, like, that's kind of like a Russian name or some shit.
Yeah. Apparently. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I ain't never met no white Natasha. So that.
Yeah. Do you know what Black Widow's actual name is?
Oh, I do, but I can't remember.
It's Natasha Romanoff.
Oh, what the fuck was that?
It was the Russian accent.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right. All right. So at Shanette under 40 says, this quote here, my sister's name is Shegary. Shegary.
Let me look at it. Hold on.
Shegary.
Shegregory?
Shegregory. That sounds crazy.
Shegregory.
Yo, my computer was like, Shegregory. Shegregory.
Shegregory.
Yeah, so my sister's name is Shegary. Shegregory. I don't know. And my mom's name is Cheryl, and my dad's name is Gregory.
I don't know what else you need. They gave you the math. At least they gave you the math with that one.
That poor child.
Oh, yeah. So po.
At the Don _ says, wow. Erica.
Well.
It's spelled A-I-R as in air, and then W-R-E-C-K as in rec with an A. Erica. Erica.
Wrecked the spelling of that name is what you did. Yeah, oh, my God.
No facts. That's horrible. At _ Claudie YR said, my own damn name is Claudrica. Like, what the fuck is Quadrica? That? All because my daddy named Claude. Man, what?
Motherfucker named Claude should never be able to name a person.
Claudrica.
Oh, my God. She better look exactly like you with that name, Claudrica.
She probably look exactly like her father, goddamn. All right, so this is the last one here. So my buddy Jackson, you know Jackson, told me about this one, and I didn't believe him at first until I looked it up. And then I came across two more unusual names I'm throwing in the pot. But one of them is black, and the other one is just a damn shame. these are all football athletes in the U.S., okay, in the USA here, all right? All right.
So we've just transitioned over to a Ken Peele skit.
I guess.
Yeah, all right.
As Abby says, identify as USA. Let's go. Yeah. the first one is wide receiver for Louisiana Tech. His name, the coldest Crawford. Is D-E and then coldest, like it's super cold. The coldest Crawford.
Wow. I'm going to say wow for that. Because how dare you?
I heard a rumor his middle name was was it ever? The coldest ever created or some shit like that?
Beautiful.
I don't know if that's true or not.
It's simultaneously beautiful and ridiculous at the same time.
Next up, we got cornerback for New Orleans Saints.
That's the first
one. We have Kool-Aid McKinstry or Stry.
Okay, so we've circled back around. Okay, this is it.
Kool-Aid.
This is the moment. Okay.
No, I'll give you this. Kool-Aid is a nickname, but his real name is still pretty, I want to say ghetto.
What is it?
But I really want to say black.
Yeah, what is it?
Ja Quincy. G-A Astrophe. I'm sorry. Now, what's this one?
I know what you mean, but I don't know what it's called either.
It's like mech and then like O'Reilly's. Like, what's that?
Yeah, it's the O. Yeah, it's the thing.
When
over,
you got O between the O and the R that.
Yeah,
that,
it's the space.
That above comma.
Like he's what, Irish or some shit.
Yeah. So it's G-A, that thing. Mm-hmm.
That thing.
Quincy McKinstry. So it's Ja Quincy. Hopefully it's not Gay Quincy. I think it's Ja Quincy.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Ja Quincy.
Yeah.
I could put money on that. It's Ja Quincy.
Are you ready for this last one? He's actually a white boy. Oh, my God. Yeah, quarterback for University of Louisiana at Monroe.
Of course. Oh, that matches up.
We have General Booty.
Nah. General, as his first name is General.
And his last name is Booty. And Booty is spelled like Booty.
And homies, what, call him Jen? Like, what? I don't know.
He can probably fight, I think.
Oh, of course he can.
He has to.
Of course he can. With
Why
all of his might.
Why did your eyes get so wide when you said that? General Booty, quarterback for Louisiana at Monroe. Yeah, you can't make this shit up. I'm just trying to figure out, like, I don't think parents are thinking about mean-ass kids or the fact that their children will grow up to be adults and apply for jobs. Everyone can play professional sports. I'm just saying, you know, like.
Exactly. You know? You'd be surprised.
Rodrika, I wonder what she does. She's probably a nurse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You will be surprised what a name can do to a person's trajectory.
No facts. People read that because I get lucky. Everybody assumes I'm white when I apply for jobs. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. Then they get to meet me. Then I realize non-threatening black. Then I'm in anyway.
It's exactly.
Perfect. In there. Like
Same
swimwear.
Story for myself.
Yeah. parents who bestow upon the children names that require a PhD in linguistics to pronounce. What a gift you've given. Nothing says I love you quite like a name that sounds like a Wi-Fi password or an ancient spell from a dusty and readable tomb. Mm. These kids won't just struggle with spelling tests. They'll have to carry a name that feels like it should come with its own pronunciation guide, or at the very least, a translator. Thanks to you, roll calls will sound like someone's reading from a dictionary's words no one ever uses section. But truly, you've given your child the gift of character building, starting with every awkward pause before a substitute teacher butchers their name. Stop naming your kids crazy ass shit. Thank you. My second home in Los Angeles was destroyed by some street thugs. We're going to talk about that next on the Professionally Silly podcast. I'm going to let you know right now, I might use some harsh words. You might notice that my voice got black real quick. I'm pissed. Be right back. So some asshole vandalized a very important location to me in Los Angeles. All right, so once upon a time, I moved to Los Angeles to chase some dreams that I never caught, like many of us. And it was around like 2015, and I lived out there for almost 10 years. And I got catfished there. I experienced hella racism there. I enjoyed the dispensaries there. I thrived on the creative energy there. I got in verbal arguments there and a couple of almost hella close physical ones. Almost got fired there. Got hired several times there. A lot of adult memories of there by myself in Los Angeles while my family's here on the East Coast, right? There was one place in Los Angeles that was literally right across the street from my apartment, El Zarape, okay? It's a Mexican restaurant, which is owned by such a wonderful person, Berto. That's for the gringos out there. And I went there at least, I would say, 3 or 4 times a fucking week. Sometimes twice a day. Get some, like, breakfast sometimes. So they had breakfast, lunch. It depends on, you know, what it is, because they had affordable ass shit, right? Mm-hmm. And so sometimes I went there just strictly to drink. I ain't gonna hold you. They had great margaritas.
Yeah, yeah.
You had them. You remember that shit?
Yes, I do recall.
Yeah, you were there. And, I just learned something recently that some asshole vandalized the entire property. We're talking about bathrooms, everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even, you know, that huge bar at the very front, it's like almost like a marble granite bar. I think it's granite bar. Smashed that up, spray painted stuff, broke their furniture, sliced things. It's ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
And actually I've got some audio coming from the at LA Taco, who decided to highlight what was going on with Berto, with the at elzarape.melrose on Instagram. So LA Taco was sharing what happened to Berto's business so that they can let them know about the GoFundMe and ways to figure out how to do this and all that. And so I thought that was pretty awesome that they did that.
Monday morning of February 26th, Berto Zarape found his restaurant like this. completely destroyed, tagged up, everything broken, burglarized, vandalized. And the worst thing about this is this just happened 2 weeks after the mother of his children passed away.
Como en mi vida personal también, la mamá de mis niñas se acaba de morir también. Hace dos semanas. Y ahora me pasa esto.
Fuck.
Triste porque no sé cómo hacerle.
So not only has he lost the mother of his children, he's lost his business, all his income. According to security cam footage, one person broke in first, they spray painted the cameras, and then proceeded to loot the place. He doesn't understand if there's a motive, doesn't know if it's personal, or just some reckless delinquents. Beto thinks he'll need about $50,000 to $80,000 to get back on his feet. Now his insurance only has about $20,000 worth of coverage, so he's not sure if he'll be able to even reopen. The only thing he does know is that he's devastated. A GoFundMe has been set up. You can find it in his link in bio. He will also post it in an article on LATaco.com. You can find it there. But this is truly sad for Beto, his children, and the Melrose East Hollywood area. We hope El Sarap can get his restaurant looking back like this and serving these great tacos that we all love.
So I found this out yesterday as well, that this video was posted months and months and months and months ago. And I just found out recently yesterday because a former employee, Katya, she used to work there. Oh, she was so fine. Fine.
That's a fine name.
Mexican woman.
That's
yeah.
A fine name.
Yeah. Ooh, Katya. That's hilarious. What is with me and Russian names?
I don't know, bro. But
that's crazy.
You might have a thing. You might want to dig deep on that one.
Were you going to say deep throat? Were you going to say that?
I was considering it, yes.
I just heard that pause. You're going deep. So anyways, Katya was telling me about it, and she sent me the post, the link to that that audio that you guys just heard, and I was shocked at all of that shit. But I did find out some really good news, because I was able to contact Berto. He actually hit me back. Mm-hmm. He hit me because I forgot about the time difference.
Yeah.
We're 3 hours behind, so when I text him, he was probably still asleep or at work or some shit. But they hit me back, and I was able to find out that the good news is they were able to reopen last week, because this happened almost 2 years ago. So they were able to reopen.
Wow, yeah.
Last
week. That's kind of weird how this is when you'd find out about.
Yeah. I found out 2 years late that this happened. Because, you know, I moved away and just kind of lose touch with people, you know. So, and he doesn't post a lot on his stuff, you know. And I follow it. It just never hit my algorithm, and I honestly never thought to check it.
Yeah.
And there's something else I want you guys to take from this, is I want you to check on your homies, man. Check on them, because they may not be posting things. They may not be sharing things. They may not even be fucking talking to you, but just check in.
And that's hard to do.
It is hard to do.
I know that's, you know, you're living your life. You know, we all have things we're attending to. We're trying to figure shit out, and we're all trying to get to a place in which, you know, we can do all the stuff we like, which includes hanging with our friends.
Mm-hmm.
But while you're on that journey, you know, check in on your people.
Oh, speaking of which, something else I learned. This vandalism of his property happened 1 week after the mother of his children passed away.
Yeah.
So he was going through a lot, and I had no fucking idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and honestly, I mean, I know you can't check in on everybody. I get that. There's a lot of people that you come across in life. But the ones who made a difference in your life, the ones who were there at some point, just peep on in. Just peep on in.
Yeah.
So if you are in the Los Angeles area and you want a great meal, some kick-ass customer service, let me tell you some amazing drinks. Okay, if you're in the Los Angeles area, check it out. El Zarape off Melrose. That's where it is. It's off of Melrose. And tell them the funny black lady who used to live across the street sent you, Amber for short.
Might get you some nachos or something. Who knows?
I mean, honestly, what I'll do as well is in the description box, in the description box, this ain't YouTube, in the show notes down below, I will put the link to a YouTube video where I actually got to go behind the scenes at El Zarape, and Berto made some amazing ass food. Mm. You can see for yourself what he can do. And this is what it was before it was trashed. I want you guys to check that out, and you can see for yourself. So when you go to Los Angeles, tell them the funny black lady who used to live across the street sent you. Mm. I want you guys to check that out. So shout out to you and yours, Berto. You are a king, mi hermano. Thank you for everything that you've done for me. And I will always remember those fun, amazing moments and memories that you helped me create while I was living in Los Angeles. I mean, you were right across the street. Good ass food. Now, I get the most random voicemails on my Google Voice number, and I blame each and every one of you listening.
Yep, pretty much. I mean, who else could you possibly blame?
Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Hey, let me tell you something. Screw you. Screw you, you son of a bitch. I don't need, I can't work like this. I'm leaving. I'm leaving.
These conditions are intolerable.
Right. What are other hilarious ways? You know, it'd be a fun game is to take things that Black people say, mm-hmm. like randomly, and yeah. then like equate that to what we would stereotypically think white people would say. Does that make sense? Like, yo, hey, bro, I'm out. I'm about to roll out. I'm leaving. I don't know.
hey, bro, you gonna swing through later? Hello, friend. Do you perhaps anticipate coming by later on in the day?
Hey, bro, I'm like 5 minutes away. I haven't showered yet. I'll call you back in about 3 hours.
Yo.
If anybody Black ever says they're 5 minutes away, they're lying.
Pretty much.
We are lying to you. Except for me. That's usually true. Yeah. If I say 5 minutes, it's more like 2 minutes. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm always on time. So, fam. I get really weird ass messages on my Google Voice because of y'all, because of all of you. And I blame you because y'all never call me. So I have a voicemail space for all the fucking weirdos out there. And so I need y'all to call me.
They're so weird.
I need you to call me so we can have better messages to listen to. Damn it.
They're so weird.
They are weird. It looks like we got like 7 messages to listen to, and there is only one that is over a minute. The rest are between 4 to 37 seconds. So I have not heard any of these yet, literally have not. And but the last time we did this, someone told me they were gonna like come on my leg. What, they said they're gonna nut on me? What
yep,
was it?
That's all I'm expecting for these short ones. Just a lot of burping, farting, and coming.
Jesus Christ. And honestly, I thought that was a little tad rude. So we'll see what happens this time. This should be interesting. Okay.
Yeah, let's have at thee.
This one is coming from an 865 number. I don't even know where that is. Do you know where that is?
What say it again?
Alexa, where is the area code 865 located? Oh shit. Why that bitch don't know nothing?
That's
is it still on?
Yes.
Alexa, turn off the damn sleep sounds.
Damn, still on. Is defying you in real time.
Alexa, stop the sounds. Fucking bitch.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes when I can't sleep by night, I have thunderstorms in my bedroom.
Yeah, and your Alexa must like that a lot. Like a lot, a lot. What's the area code again, ma'am?
865.
That's Knoxville, Tennessee.
Knoxville, Tennessee.
And the 8 surrounding counties in Central East Tennessee.
Nice. You know what, from now on when we do this episode, we're going to figure out where the hell they're calling from. At the very least, the area codes.
At
I don't know how to do
one of
that.
At the least.
Do you know how to like hack stuff?
Yeah, basic stuff, yeah.
Oh, we're gonna have some fun
learn.
Episodes in the future.
Yeah, I know. I can do a thing. Which
No.
I shouldn't say this out loud.
Say what you just said.
What?
Say what you just said.
Well,
I heard you say it.
You heard me say it?
Say
I didn't
it.
Say the whole thing.
No, say what you were about to say.
Say what I was about to say.
Yeah, say it.
Yeah, I don't think I should say what I was about to say. That's why
you're
I kind of like stumbled a little bit.
I can nerd.
Basically, I can nerd. I can do some nerd.
No, we knew that, by the way. I introduced you to the podcast. Okay, so let's go on to this. All right, so here it is. You ready?
Yeah.
This one is coming from 865, and it starts with, all I see is here is hello. So I'm going to go ahead and click it.
All right.
Hello, fellow speaker. I am IO Artificial Intelligence from the Marine Corps Supporting Corporation. Do you support the Marine Corps? That is great to hear. We actually have a military Marine to speak with you.
And his name is John Steele!
I gotta tell you, I did not see that coming. I thought it was like a spam call. That's what I thought it was. Like a donate to us or some shit.
I thought it was a kid using AI to mimic a Marine call. Hence the John Cena-ness. Well, that was before I even thought that was gonna pop up. But damn.
That was awesome, actually.
Yeah, that was good. That was
I kind of don't mind having calls like this. Everybody call and do things.
Yeah, yeah.
Make it really interesting.
Throw us for a loop.
Yeah,
make
us be like, what the fuck? I think we may have started a whole new segment. And because I know where a lot of these people are getting this particular number from is that fucking Wrinkles the Clown video. So I'm probably going to make like a YouTube short video talking about that video and about the numbers and the weird calls I get.
Yeah.
And just talking about that will urge others to do the same. Just hearing it. They're going to want to call too.
Okay.
I want to call too. Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
All right. This is another 865. So it's the same zip code. Okay. Oh, fuck. It's the same exact number. So this will be fun.
Oh, shit. Part two.
Let's hit it.
I farted. It tickled my butt cheek. Did it again.
Your back. Haha, you are there.
That was weird. He said, I farted, it tickled my butt cheeks, I think. And then the thing is saying kissing me back again, but I don't think that translate is right. Sometimes the voicemails don't translate right.
Yeah, yeah.
That was weird. One more time. That was weird.
Thank you. Yeah.
I farted, it tickled my butt cheeks, did it again.
Your back. Haha, you are there.
Gave us a little jingle.
I wonder if this number has called before at this point.
See, that's the same
it's
number.
865, and then I won't say the rest. Yes.
So it's the same person.
This is the dude with the Wrinkles the Clown kid. Is this the kid that was going to on me?
Is it?
I don't know. It's this kid.
Oh, that kid.
Yeah.
That kid. Okay.
And, you know, he's left a few voicemails. That's insane. Okay, well, I must be the thing that he enjoys, and he's just bored
he's
as fuck.
Fan. He's, yeah.
Hella fan. All right, let's go on to the next one. This is a 945 area code. Where is that at?
Wait, say that again?
945.
That's Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex.
Texas,
Metroplex
then.
In Texas, yeah.
All right. Let's see what we got here coming from this particular number here.
What's up? Give me a call back at What's Your Name Professional Sewing, and then I will call you back so you could get a kitty cat, a big fat one.
What?
Wait, what kind of cat? Wait, you said
it. I'm hoping an animal.
Who knows?
You're because not... I also have a cat. No, I have a pet.
Don't speak of that unironically.
We're going to go to the next one. I am terrified to even. Is it because the way our brains think this sounds horrible and maybe it's just an innocent person wanting to talk about a cat? Let's go into the next one.
Let's go to the next one, please.
This is coming from a 940 error code. 940.
Wichita Falls in Denton, Texas. Oh, that's areas in Texas.
Oh, it's Texas. Okay. Yeah. All right, let's see here.
Hello. I'm watching your video right now. I want to say that I love your videos. I've been watching for about a year now because when I first saw you, I was like, And so today I accidentally called Wrinkles the Clown, so, and now I'm scared because I live in Florida, so I don't know what to do. And actually, I don't live in Florida, but I used to live in Florida, so I'm scared, but, and plus, I'm watching your videos today, the ones Wrinkles the Clown, and I saw where you gave your a number, so not your like your phone number, but your Google phone number. And I was going to say, don't give up on your dreams. Keep doing what you want to do. Don't let nobody hate or let nobody drag you down from doing what you like to do. Bye.
That was the cutest
that was.
Fucking voicemail
that was
I have
cute.
Ever been left. If this was an adult, I would call her back. Or him back. I don't know. But that was so adorable.
That was.
Tell me why this child just inspired the shit out of me.
Yeah, let's go climb a mountain.
Yo, no, facts. Facts. Like, emotionally.
Yeah.
Emotionally.
Yeah.
Mentally. But,
yeah.
Like, physically, I don't know, Playboy. This young person will probably never hear this because I'm not going to contact a child. But let me tell you this. If you happen to hear that I have a podcast later on in your life and you hear this, thank you so much for that. You are a wonderful young person, and I can't wait till you grow up, because it sounds like you might be one of the cool people that might save us, because of some of this generation, I'm a little scared. So we got us a good one. We got us a good. Our future might be secure from this young person here.
Yeah, we just might be okay.
As long as they stay off of, like, TikTok.
What? No, that's happening. Too late. Too late.
Ah, crap, too late. We lost it. Never mind. We need a new one. Can we get a better kid that's not going to be lost to TikTok? Nope.
Sorry.
Let's go on to the next one. We got the area code 769. 769. What we got?
That's Southern and Central Mississippi.
All right. So the Southerners are out today. Let's see what this one says. It's only 11 seconds, so let's see. Thank you, Mississippi. You listen, that particular number was holding Mississippi up. The young person that called before you was holding Texas hella up, and Mississippi, that's what you have to represent your people? Damn. Texas is up, bro. Never thought I'd say that as a black female. Let's go to the next one. All right, area code 315. Is that California?
Let's see. Upstate New York.
Upstate New York. Okay. Yeah. Upstate New York. No, I'm thinking about 312.
Ah.
Okay. Upstate New... No, 323. That's California.
815, 804.
Right. 404. Yo, you know what I'm saying? Hashtag Luda. All right. Let's see what this person is saying. It's only 4 seconds.
Oh, shit. This is a fart.
Hi. I'll smash, daddy.
Run that back.
Okay.
Hi. Smash, daddy.
That's confirmed.
All right, so New York is down. Texas is up. New York and Mississippi down. Y'all need to work on your voicemails.
Yeah, not great. Not great at
all. So who is raising these children?
Ridiculous individuals.
My God. Dude, can I have adults call? Jesus Christ. All right, listen, 415 is our last area code. Where's that at?
San Francisco.
Kelly. All right, maybe they're high. Please. Can I have someone who's not a child? Okay.
Someone that lives in a full house?
Fuck, bro. I feel like I got a fucking orphanage in my phone. Because I'm assuming their parents are absent by the way that they're calling and saying these things.
Mm-hmm.
They must be orphans.
They must be.
All right. This one is 37 seconds. Let's see what we got.
Hi. So me and my friend just watched a video about this Wrinkles the Clown dude and... It kind of freaked us out, but the balloon thing was pretty smart. We were wondering...
That's a great actress.
I know, right? But we were wondering if it was, like, real or fake or not, because that kind of freaked us out, because we literally called that number and then looked it up, and then we saw your video, and we were like, oh, let's watch her. But anyway, so I hope you have a good day, and just text me back to let us know if it's real or not. Sorry. Bye.
Bye.
So what I'm not going to do is tell them, because if they actually watch the video, I talk about the Hulu show. Go watch that with your parents and you'll know.
Why would they possibly do that when they have full access to whatever they want to watch?
I don't know if they, I don't know if their parents have parental controls in their shit.
Most of the time they don't.
And if they do, I guess the kids know how to get over that.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. By the way, she said I was a great actress.
I heard that. That was very nice of her.
It was. What? Where were they from again? Cali?
San Francisco.
San Francisco and Texas are up. They are up with it. I appreciate you guys. You probably never hear this podcast because you probably don't even know I have one. Old ass video.
Who knows? It is an old ass video.
I mean, that was back in LA when I made that video.
That was a
I'll video. Put the link to the Wrinkles the Clown video in the show notes. And if you're wondering about that red balloon thing, you'll have to watch the video to see what they were talking about.
Yeah.
Have you ever called the police and realized you really didn't have a reason to?
I mean, kind of.
Coming up on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Sometimes we see things and we have to be the Good Samaritan and call the police. This woman did exactly that when she spotted a dead body, but things didn't end up the way everyone expected. Okay? Or anyone expected in general. Now, this is coming from rnz.co.nz, an article written by reporter Lauren Crimp from NZ, New Zealand.
Hey.
What's up? So, by the way, we do have listeners from New Zealand. Shout out to my Wellington listeners, huh? Auckland. Waikato, probably. That's probably how you say it. Canterbury, Hawke's Bay, Southland, and a few others that I was afraid to try to say. So,
nonetheless, good job.
Thanks, man. My Spotify analytics are so cool. I literally have listeners from all over the world. I think at least one listener per country. Maybe not. All right, let's get back to the corpse that this woman found.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like fun, right? Sounds great. All right, so we have ourselves a cold read. So let's go on over to New Zealand to see what's going on in their neck of the woods. You'll get why I said it like that in a second.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. I'm going to already mess up the very first word. I'm just going to ask my computer. Taranaki. I hope that's how you say it. A Taranaki woman called police after discovering what she thought was a headless body on a beach was turned out to be a very realistic. What do you think?
Very realistic what?
Sex doll.
Oh my God. First of all,
you want to say mannequin?
I don't know. I had no idea where we was going to go with this.
Just like they say on My Favorite Murder, never a mannequin.
never a mannequin.
So Alice Cowdrey, I believe I say her name, was walking her dog Sadie at the Tapuae Beach, south of New Plymouth on Tuesday. Now, mind you guys, this was written July 31st of this year, 2024. All right. So she was already feeling on edge that morning after coming across two dead goats. Excuse me. On the beach just a few days prior.
Yeah.
So that sucks.
Running around? What the hell?
A werewolf. I mean, it's a maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Possible. We don't know. So this is a quote here. I'd sort of been thinking about how odd that was and how it made me feel a little bit uneasy. I had, when I first got out of the car, been thinking about bodies, which is totally bizarre. Close quote. Why were you thinking about bodies?
Yeah, right. I mean, were you thinking about let the bodies hit the floor? I mean, that's the only thing I could think of at the moment.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Yeah, we're wide enough.
Yep.
So it goes on to say here that, what's her name? Alice. Alice noticed Sadie, her dog, sniffing around a form. On the beach and walked closer to see what it was. And she says, and I quote, I just sort of froze and felt sick, she said. I could see why it was definitely a shape. I could see that it was definitely the shape of a torso, face down, and I could tell it was a woman's figure. I could see it had fingernails, and the toes were really realistic, so it really looked like a human figure. Close quote. Sadie did not seem overly concerned, but Alice was, quote, freaking out after realizing it had no head. She ran down the beach to get reception and dialed 111, which, for those who may not know, that is 911 for New Zealand. I think many other places as well.
Yes.
I think the UK is 999, isn't it?
I think it is, or it's 111. It's one of those.
I don't know. Anyways, if you're from the UK, which I know I got a few listeners out there, why don't you comment in this episode if you're listening on Spotify? How do you call the cops in your country? Let me know.
What do you call when you're scared?
Yeah.
Fear.
That reminds me, we should get some Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
We should.
All right. As she waited for police to arrive, she began worrying there could be a, quote, murderer on the loose. The three officers who responded were also convinced it was real when they first saw it, she said. And this is another quote. And then I sort of saw one of the cops nudge it with his foot. And I thought, he's not going to nudge it if it's a body. Another quote here. And then he sort of flipped it over. And it was even more realistic when it was on its back. It had everything. It was very realistic, but obviously you could tell it was a sex doll. Alice said she was relieved but felt bad she had called police about a sex doll, although they reassured her she had done the right thing. It took all three officers to drag it back down the beach to their car. Such was its weight, she said. Jesus Christ. That was me. Sorry. Jesus Christ. As far as how the headless sex doll came to be lying on a quiet Taranaki beach. Wait, said that wrong. Taranaki beach.
Somebody was lonely.
Alice said that she had more questions than answers. Some online research showed a doll like that was worth thousands of dollars, she said. Damn. It's quite a major investment for somebody. It could have been stolen. Somebody's not just going to chuck it out on the beach and leave it there. The police declined to comment, saying that they were prioritizing urgent incidents. So that means that New Zealand police aren't fun. This is something that any American cop would have been glad to comment on.
Oh, yeah. They would have no problem.
Oh, yeah.
Having a few words about these sex doll shenanigans.
I got to tell you, New Zealand, congratulations. You just had yourself a Florida story. You have a Florida man story.
Basically.
Yeah, so everybody listening in New Zealand, I want you to type in today's date, August 13th, Florida man, and see what pops up, because whatever headline, that belongs to you. What a weird experience. Like, yeah. Can you imagine coming across? Because if it's heavy like that, they're right. It costs thousands of dollars. Like, that's insane. That would freak me out to come across something like
that. Yeah, it got the good skin on it, like the silicone.
Yeah.
Skin.
You know what I mean? That's insane. Also, like, go meet people. Don't spend thousands of dollars on a sex doll. Fleshlights are like, what, $20?
Hey, man. Hey. Screw what she's saying, okay? If you want to spend your hard-earned money on a particular kind of sexual experience.
By the way, he said hard on. Let's just go ahead and say that. Go ahead.
You're going to have? Go ahead, all right? Just as long as no one's getting hurt, all right? And no one's creeped out.
Are you not creeped out by the sex doll?
Not at all. I mean, I'm more concerned that it's just laying on a beach like it's a dead body, but like just the overall existence of a sex doll.
How many sex dolls do you have, DJ Hey Cousin?
I am not at the liberty of saying at this particular moment.
I'm going to look in your closet in a minute to see what's going on because I'm concerned.
Well, that's funny you say that because they wouldn't be in the closet. I would have way more expertise than that.
Okay, how do I get from here? Who's a bigger foodie, me or DJ Hey Cousin? Next on the Professionally Silly Channel. I don't listen to the podcast feature things happening on We're Silly. Jesus Christ. That was a hell of a tease. Who's the bigger foodie, me or DJ Hey Cousin? Actually, we ended up playing Heads Up, and we were in the backyard playing Heads Up, and the category was like food. So let's see who did better. Did I know more than what? I hate your name. I couldn't even say it. It's not black enough. Devante? Is that a black name or is that ghetto?
That's...
I just made it up, but I'm sure there's a Devante out there.
That's a black name.
I know a Cavante with a K.
That's a black name. That's not necessarily a hood name, but that is a black name.
Everybody in the comment section, most of them were naming ghetto names, which is really annoying. Because the thing said black.
Yeah.
It said black.
Demetrius.
That's a black name.
Black name.
Hey, is that in the Bible? Am I making that up?
I think so.
I don't know much about the Bible. I'm going to hold you.
Portia.
Doesn't the Bible have like magic tricks and shit?
Goddamn right it does.
Nice.
Got to peel between the pages to find the magic.
Oh, like the bunny comes out?
Yeah.
Like in Leviticus or something?
Exactly. Exactly. So when the pages are sealed together, you got to peel them back.
Again, if you're easily offended, this is not the podcast
for
you.
It's not.
Anyways, food. Let's see who knows it better. We played a game of Heads Up.
It's got a chihuahua as its mascot.
Taco Bell.
Yes.
Up, right?
Down. Oh, it is like uppity Taco Bell.
Del Taco?
No.
They
got bowls.
Oh, Chipotle.
Yeah. Oh, you put those on the grill, put those between two pieces of bread. It's meat. Every fast food place sells them.
Barbecue?
No.
Burgers?
Yes.
That was a weird way of...
Yo, it's like the northern version of crystals.
White Castle.
Australian food. And they've got that onion shit. That onion loaf thing.
Onion loaf thing?
Yeah, it's a restaurant. It's an Australian restaurant.
Oh, Outback.
Yes. Steakhouse. There's... Damn, I can't see that.
Bro, I want to try that.
Oh, shit.
They got bowls.
Oh, shit. Not Shoney's, but the other one.
Finnegan's?
The worst versions. Or some people say better.
Piccadilly?
No.
I don't know.
I don't even know what that is. Oh, Mid-range a dining restaurant that serves Italian.
Olive Garden.
No, not when you hear your family. I want my baby back, baby back.
Chili's.
Oh, sorry, the other one. Oh, shit. That's
Applebee's?
Yeah.
You dumb bitch.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is either. Oh, Rick Ross owns it.
Wings up!
What the fuck is that? Mid-range bread spot for sandwiches.
And Leonard Bread Company.
The
Subway.
No, above that.
Fuck! All right, DJ, I'm gonna get it to you. DJ, hey, cousin, you won that. You are the foodie king. Yada, yada, yada. I bow down
that.
To you.
I appreciate that. Yada, yada, yada. Really? I mean, you know what? I'll take those yada, yada, yadas. Gonna add some seasonings to them. Gonna, you know, maybe
oh my god, it's gonna take me 20 fucking minutes to do this.
And I'm gonna throw it in the air fryer. Maybe I might just broil it depending on, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me just slow him down. He is notorious for taking any food, no matter whether it's already been cooked or it needs to be prepared, and he'll turn making a sandwich into a 35-minute thing. He has to toast the bun. He has to make his own barbecue sauce right then and there. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wear your crown.
But it's worth it every time.
Okay.
The same as it's worth it right now.
All right. Shut up. If there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's we have listeners in New Zealand, bitch. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
What's
Corky.
Up?
Sorry, was that racist? I'm sorry. I apologize. Oh, shit. I don't think so.
I thought it was Kiwi.
I think we're good.
And thank you for listening. please forgive our ignorance.
We mean well.
We really do. Jesus, man. We're as everyone says, we're stupid Americans. We're stupid Americans. We know what's going on.
I'll tell you one thing. The majority of Americans actually do want to visit outside of their perimeter.
Oh, facts. I have, and I plan to continue
doing
so. They're
just lazy.
Yeah.
It's a combination of laziness and overall, like, it's not necessarily fear, but I will say, like, a low-level anxiety.
Also, money?
Oh, yeah, that too. That's
we're,
just
we're
innate,
not
though.
As free as a country as everyone fucking thinks we are. I think we're in, like, billions of dollars of debt, actually.
Exactly.
But,
trillions.
Please stop coming here. It's not that great, and you're making it more crowded.
We're filled up.
100% filled up.
Don't let them joke with you and, yeah, and play with you in your face. We're filled up.
Professionally silly life rules. Don't move to America. Shout out to the listener, because it sucks. The best thing about America, if I'm being real with you, is everybody who came here from other places.
Yeah, it's the...
But there's too many now.
Yeah, the thing that makes America great for people who don't live here is the people.
Yes.
It's like the big mixing pot of everything.
Yes.
And you can be living on this particular piece of land and pretty much find whatever you're looking for.
Yeah, facts.
Because the people are here.
Yeah, facts. That was nice, bro. DJ Hey Cousin for, I don't know, code enforcement? I wasn't that moved. I mean.
Yeah. More like slightly just pushed a little bit.
Yeah, so anyways, we have listeners in New Zealand. That's great. Shout out to the listeners. You guys are fucking titties. Love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. I appreciate every last one of you, all of you. Subscribe to this podcast, whatever platform that you're using. Also, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star and or written review on my podcast. It would actually literally help my podcast grow.
Literally.
It really would. If this is your first time listening, come on back and join in on the silly and binge all the episodes you ain't heard yet, because there's lots to hear. So, and also share this podcast with a friend. DJ Hey Cousin, do your thing, Chicken Wang. Where can they find you?
Oh, where can they find me? TikTok, DJ Hey Cousin, of course. Twitter /X at WestDRoberts/CapricornJenkins. And Instagram at by Wes Roberts, like an author. And crazy stuff all the time. You know, sometimes I'll fall off for a little bit, and then I'll come back swinging. 1,000 times more hilarious.
I legit just now get what you meant by when you say like an author. I always wonder, why the fuck does he keep saying that every goddamn time? Because of the word by.
Yeah.
I want to let you know that that's not as clear as you think it is. Because I've known you've had that for like years. And I'm just now understanding what you mean by saying like an author. I'm legit like by without the E, but not the sexuality.
You think that's more clear? That's funny. That's hilarious.
It's more interesting to hear.
It is. That's
true. It's a great conversation.
That's true.
Starter,
that's more interesting to hear.
Honestly. So try that sometime.
Hilarious. You know what? I will. Write that down.
Check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly, ITSPRO, the word silly. And of course, check out the podcast Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. Check that out. Listener submissions, you send them, we read them. Apparently there's other ways to do so now. So the Google Voice number, I want to see if you guys would send me something random. I want to hear some weird shit. Maybe I can guess that sound. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Everything is spelled correctly. And you can call my Google Voice number, text or leave me a message. 805-664-1828. Please, adults, have some fun with me. That sounds bad. Never mind. Rejecting that one. Retracting. All right, so check out the show notes for some bonus information. I've got my social media there. I've included my link tree, which has the links to my most used social media, so check that out. TikTok, Twitter, my YouTube channels, both of them. My Cameo, that's on there. And if you're interested in writing or sending things, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250, all down in the show notes. You can send me anything that you would like, and there will be an unboxing video on my YouTube channel. Once again, it's your Audible Boot Thing, Amber Smiles Jones. Thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously.
Seriously?
I do seriously. Like Sean Connery. I'll leave you guys with this. biting your tongue while eating is a perfect example on how you can still screw up even with decades of experience. That was actually deeper than I meant it to be. Yeah, I found it on Pinterest, so that I shared.
Damn, Pinterest. Damn, it came with a hot one.
Yeah, that was a good one. Until next time you decide to tune in, pee silly listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance. Paroxima semana. That's next week in Spanish. Okay, bye.